This week on the WAER Preview Podcast, we talked with Clemson radio play-by-play voice Don Munson, and he had a lot to say about the Tigers, the key players that we need to look out for in this matchup, really what to expect overall and what Trevor Lawrence being named as the starter means for this game in terms of a Syracuse side of things. So without further ado, let's get into our interview with Don Munson. From a Syracuse perspective, this week at 4-0 for the first time since 1991, going against a team obviously in Clemson that they beat last year, this is one of the bigger games, and it feels like a while for a Syracuse fan. I'm curious to get your perspective, though, since Clemson is also 4-0, but that's not really abnormal for your program, and given that it might be out for some revenge after last year, how big of a game is this and how much hype is there around your parts?
Well, I think it's a big game for both teams. You know, for Clemson, you're right, 4-0, it's not anything new. They've been 4-0 at this point now five of the last 6 years. So I think but that's part of building the winning culture of a program. You want to be in that scenario. But I think it's a big game for both programs. Clemson, you know, looking to stay alive, keep their playoff hopes alive. You know, I don't know that Syracuse right now in the back of their mind is thinking, hey, you know, we're a legit, you know, playoff contender. Now, obviously they go undefeated, then you can surely talk about that. But I don't know that they necessarily believe that, or the fan base necessarily believes that. But I think it is huge for both programs. For Dino Babers to be able to come in here, win on the road, a little bit different than pulling the upset at home. They come here and pull a win out on the road, especially when the last time that they walked into this building, they got beat 54-0. And I think that he uses that card. I think he plays that card from 2 years ago. Guys, this is what happened to us when we were down there the last time. Let's make sure we go in there and it doesn't happen again.
Obviously, the big news this week coming out earlier in the week was Trevor Lawrence announced as a starter for Clemson. Did you expect him to get the call this week, and how does that change the Clemson offense?
Well, I think going back to last week, I think it was fairly obvious to all of us that, yes, that this was the switch or the call that was going to be made was to give Trevor his first start against Syracuse. And I think it's just data points. You just go back and you look at the performance, you know, through the first four games and certainly last week, I think that, you know, Trevor was the better quarterback. And does it surprise me? It surprises me a little bit because, you know, I've been on record from the get-go in saying that Kelly Bryant was going to start all games at quarterback here in 2018, and obviously that has not happened. But I also said that Clemson was going to be a better football team if that didn't happen because of it. Trevor gives Clemson the ability to stretch the field a little bit more. And so, because of that, I think that it does open up some things, running game-wise particularly, and it makes the Clemson offense even that much more explosive.
Flashing back to last year now when Syracuse shocked Clemson in the Dome, why do you think SU was able to pull off that upset?
Oh, I think that the pieces fell in place for them. And I think it was just it had to be a mindset going in that they believed that they could win. And I can remember doing interviews with folks up there in Syracuse, and I felt like that I was the one that was talking them off the ledge, that most people, now there's no way this is going to happen. Well, yeah, there was a way that Syracuse could win. And you know what? There's a way that Syracuse can win this weekend here in Clemson. And you have to believe that as a program. And I know that those coaches and I know those players inside the program are believing that if they can carry out a certain formula, then they can get out of Clemson with a win. And I think that some things happened last year, certainly, that didn't fall in Clemson's favor. Kelly Bryant going down with injury was huge, and I think that you saw that the backup quarterbacks, both of them that played in that game, and Derek Cooper and Hunter Johnson, weren't necessarily ready to be thrust into that kind of environment at that point in time. And then I think the big key was that Syracuse made some big third-down plays offensively, and that their offensive line was able to get some push up front against the defensive front of Clemson. And so those things happen. They outplay Clemson. They deserve to win. and they got out of there with a W. And it's shocking. Was it shocking to watch? Absolutely, it was shocking to watch and to call from a Clemson standpoint. But I knew in the back of my mind that it was certainly possible. And I think that we're seeing that all over college football. Anything is possible on any given weekend in this game right now.
Talking with Don Munson, the play-by-play voice of Clemson here on the WAER Preview Podcast, how would you say this year's Clemson team stacks up to last year's?
Well, I think this team is better than it was last year. And I'll start on the offensive side of things. I just think that Clemson has, I think that the receiving core, and it's nothing against Deion Kane and Ray McCloud, who were two really good vets for us last year. But I just think, and just looking at it, that the wide receivers on this team as a group are better than what we had last year. Now, it's a younger group, but I just think that they're more physical, and I just think that they're making plays. The emergence of T. Higgins, certainly going from his freshman to his sophomore campaign, he didn't even play last year at Syracuse at all. That's number five for Clemson. And now he's come out and, you know, he's been playing really, really well. He's put on about 12 pounds since last year, just has more confidence in the way that he's playing. We got a freshman wide receiver in Justin Ross, who has just been phenomenal, really ever since he stepped on campus this summer. He's as good of a freshman wideout that we've had here at Clemson since Sammy Watkins. And for folks that follow Clemson, they know what I mean when I say by that. That's no small comparison right there for me to make. And then you just got some other veteran guys. Obviously, Hunter Renfro, that is still on this team, and it seems like he's been here for 100 years. But he's easily the best wide receiver that we have on the club. But I just think that, and also I think ETN's a year better. I think we're a little bit better at tight end. I think we're a little bit better up front at the offensive line. And defensively, when you get all those cats back on that defensive front four, you knew you were going to be something pretty special over on the defensive side.
From a Clemson perspective, if you had to pick a key to the game this week, what would it be?
I would say that it would be, I think that you've got to limit Syracuse to, you've got to limit Syracuse to drive of six or less plays. I don't think that that Syracuse can have the quick strike capability against Clemson. So I think that if you can consistently get some, maybe a couple of three and outs, but certainly don't allow them to all of a sudden start ripping off first down after first down. If they can possibly limit the Syracuse in the neighborhood of 15 to 18 first downs in this thing and get them off the field and then get your offense back out there. I think that's the biggest key in this whole thing. Because if Syracuse gets clicking offensively, then they'll just continue to build more and more confidence as the game goes along.
All right, Syracuse and Clemson coming up Saturday at noon. You can join us right here on WAER for countdown to kickoff at 11:30. Don, thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Always good to be with you guys.